This is Clayton for the Cashflow Show. In association with Podcast Radio Business, we're joined by Piers Linney at the Tech Show 2024, live from Excel, deep in the heart of London's Docklands. Thank you for joining us, Piers.
It's a pleasure. I was quite enthused by the queue. Then I realised it wasn't for me, it was for Brian Cox.
Well, Piers, don't take it like that. I think at the end of the day, people want to hear what you've got to say. And if people are listening and they think to themselves, I've heard that name before, how would you tell them and how would you describe yourself to them?
So I was a dragon on Dragon's Den. I'm probably best known for that. I was a secret millionaire on Channel 4 before that, really why I ended up on Dragon's Den. And it all went a bit quiet until COVID and they couldn't record it. So they replayed the whole lot again. So then I was being recognised in the street once more. So that's what I'm probably best known for. Probably people don't know about me is that my background is I'm a lawyer. I was a lawyer in the city. I was a venture capital corporate finance lawyer. And then I worked for Credit Suisse First Boston, quite near where we are today in Canary Wharf. So I was an investment banker for quite a few years. And then I was always in business. And then I went into the starting businesses, first.com 1.0. And then I haven't really worked for anybody since. That was about 2000.
And then you just gave it all up and became an entrepreneur full on?
My first business, I was like 13, the old paper round. I can go for that story another time maybe. But it was kind of dot-com, just before the crash. Then I kind of, we kind of did okay. But since after that, I've been focused really on, I'd say cloud. I was one of the cloud pioneers in the UK. IT, enterprise technology, communications, and the convergence of the two, so unified communications. More recently, additive manufacturing, Atherton Bikes. We make with the world's leading 3D printed titanium carbon mountain bikes. And very recently, artificial intelligence. So I've been involved in that for quite a few years. I was a trustee of Nest, the UK's largest innovation foundation, about 600 million we looked after there. And then last year, we started to implement AI specifically to help SMEs understand, embrace, and implement AI, hence the name.
Excellent. For me, I'm intrigued as to, apart from trying to see Brian Cox, why are you here at Tech 2024?
So these events are really important, and this is one of the big ones. So there's like the several events here, actually. I'm actually going to be at the Big Data AI tomorrow, so I'm coming back. So I'm going to do another podcast. and they're important because it brings people together. If you're one of the people who's got a stand here, you can cover a huge amount of ground. It takes months to do without being in one place at one time. And it's bringing together innovators, people with capital, people who want ideas, want inspiration into one place at one time. And the UK is, you know, good at these. I've been to lots of these in the US as well. And they can be sort of sprawling affair. You don't know where you're going half the time. And then we do them very, very well here. So I'm glad to be proud of it. And clearly, I'm doing a keynote today on sort of augmenting humans with AI agents and AI. And that's the in this kind of medium term, that's the future. It's not going to replace us. It's going to work with us.
So you mentioned just before I managed to come up with the question there, very, very excellent timing. You're going to be a speaker. So you are going to, is it today you're going to be speaking or tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm doing a keynote today at the Tech Show London on the main stage. About sort of artificial intelligence and that kind of AI-assisted organization, which is what we try and help people build. That's today. And then tomorrow at the Big Data AI show, I'm doing a keynote fireside chat.
Right. So AI is your key topic at the moment, and that's one of the things that you're very interested in. I mean, it's taken the world by storm.
Yeah, it is, but I still don't think people appreciate it. So I've been through, you know, internet 1.0. I kind of dabbled in 2.0. I made a bit of money in 3.0. And, you know, it's back again, you know, block Bitcoin. But I think people don't quite appreciate what I believe will be the systemic, permanent and pervasive change that artificial intelligence will bring upon business, economics, society and whole economies, actually. So I think people are still, you know, I spent years selling cloud, and I give keynotes on cloud today. The same keynote I gave 10 years ago about transitioning to the cloud, right? Just nonsense. And digital transformation. I think with AI, if you wait that long, even 5 years, in an exponential world, you're never going to be able to catch up. It's too late. So that's the difference. I think you've got to get up, can't sit on your hands. You've got to actually learn about it and start thinking about how you implement it.
So what are the common challenges and barriers? Because you mentioned that you work with a lot of SME businesses. SME businesses can be one of two things. They can either be resistant to change, because sometimes you have family businesses where people are locked into a mindset, or you can be businesses that can be incredibly agile.
Well, that's a very good point you made there. So we see all of that. So our clients range from typically, we've got some very small ones, but typically sort of 5 million to 400 million revenue is our biggest client. And we approach us in Medicare, we approach them. And a couple of key factors, I would say, and you touched upon one there, which is really important. One is mindset. So sometimes there'll be a champion in the business that can see the potential to change the business operations. What we're talking about here is not really getting rid of people. It's about how do you grow the business without adding linear cost. And what that means is you create more margin, more profit, and more wealth, because the business is worth more. So you might get a champion that's trying to business start thinking about AI, and it might be the CEO, the owner, the founder, who wants to do it, but he can't get the buy-in of everyone else in the business. So we start with something that we often call an AI boardroom briefing, actually, which is about leveling up senior leadership. So they understand the jargon, the terminology, where it's going, what it means, the potential impact. Then you start thinking, okay, working groups, we do MVPs, proof of concepts, and we show the power of it. Once people see the power of it, you start to get stakeholder buy-in. You'll know in tech that you get these, in innovation curves, they kind of overlap, and you get this period of fear, uncertainty, of doubt. In any new technology, had that with cloud and security, we've all been through it. It goes back to flipping, the wooden plows compared to, iron plows, that kind of thing. So, but I think in this case, you've got to get over the FUD pretty quickly, because this ship is leaving the harbour. It's my favourite analogy. And once it leaves the harbour, unlike cloud or digital transformation, you can't come back to it 5 years later, because it won't be there.
It won't be. And as you said, the ship is leaving. Yeah, and unfortunately, at the end of it, the bird will have flown full stop, and that will be just the end of it full stop.
And that's for, I'd say, individuals. So you, your career, I wrote a blog on my website, and I've looked at it, about how you plan your career for the future of AI. Your organization, and also nation states. And I was on CNBC this morning talking about that, how the UK needs to embrace this as a nation, and it filters all the way down to the individual.
Let's talk a bit more about Implement AI. That's your current baby. And where do you see that going, say, in the next 12 months?
So we started this last year. My co-founder, a guy called Dr. Alok Shukla, we did a podcast a few years ago. He was one of my guests. And we were talking about it. And we realized that a lot of people are playing around with these sort of chatbots and garbage in, garbage out. They don't know how to use it, really. And then you've got the big companies spending millions on basically training models. And before that, it was in a machine learning. But SMEs, they're kind of left in the middle. And they don't really understand it and how to go about implementing it. So we did a lot of sort of research, wrote some white papers, and we started to implement AI to help SMEs, that can go to quite big companies, to embrace this technology, understand it, and implement it. Not for the sake of it, because it changes the game, optimizes their business. And also, with talent and people, you want to augment them so they can focus on more meaningful work that adds value, not admin, not the mundane. That's what you should be doing with AI agents, to augment them. And if you don't, the best talent isn't going to join companies where they haven't got these agents helping them to automate the mundane.
So, looking ahead, what do you feel are going to be complementary technologies to AI?
This is a difficult one. So we have a bit like a Gartner Magic Quadrant, really. It's got a quadrant. One is X-axis, broadly speaking, it's a bit three-dimensional, is the workflows, the processes, the blockers in your business, the mundane, right, the admin. Then you've got the kind of y-axis, is the kind of this jagged edge technological frontier. And that's moving pretty quickly. And if you see, let's pick an example, text to video last year, or text to image, right? Then you see, OpenAI Sora comes out, changes the game. So you can see this exponential evolution of the technology. So what you have to do right now is pick, processes, workflows where the technology is robust, it works, and it adds some value. Over time, you're going to be able to automate more as the technology evolves. So the top right quadrant really is things that are more risky, but probably add a huge amount of value. And some of those things, you want to understand where it's going, so that when the tech's ready, you can start to implement it.
Excellent. Well, I know that you're an incredibly busy man and you want to get around and see as many people today as possible, because it's just as much of a business day as opposed to just purely a speaking day for you. So if people are intrigued about Implement AI and they want to get involved, where can they get hold of both yourselves and your colleagues there?
Well, our website's implementai.io. You can find me, Piers Linney, on LinkedIn. And I'm sort of, you'll see a lot of me talking about AI quite a lot there. And I had the post this morning from the CNBC and the BBC. But Implement AI, you know, just Google that, you find our name comes up. I think the name says exactly what we do on the tin.
It's a Ron Seal name.
It worked. We're not hard to find. Just Google me.
Excellent. Brilliant. So thank you, Piers Linney, for joining us on the Cashflow Show in association with Podcast Radio Business at the Tech Show 2024, live from Excel, deep in the heart of London's Docklands.